Blog Talk Radio.
Success you've always dreamed of, to have the confidence in an opportunity that can truly give to you the kind of lifestyle you've always wanted for you and your loved ones. Opportunity is knocking on your door. You are at the right place, at the right time. Never before has the fastest growing technology in the world, called the internet, come together with the largest market shift in business history, combined with the largest group of people ever to walk the face of the planet. All coming together to enjoy what every human being wants to do. You can now boldly go where you've always wanted to go before. Your opportunity is YTB.
Special broadcast today here called This Is My Story, in which we're going to be on for 4 hours today. Normally we're on for like an hour on a Sunday. We're going to be on for 4 hours today. We got some power-packed leaders and everyday people. A Sly and the Family Stone them used to talk about a song, doing that. Again, I'm telling my age, I'm everyday people. You know what I mean? Everyday people doing extraordinary things. We're going to have some fun today with this show, and we just want to thank people for tuning in and being a part of this historical broadcast. And I believe we have our first guest on the line today while I'm waiting for my co-host to log in with us. Dr. Cheryl Batiste, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, and
all
I listen to you loud and clear.
Good afternoon.
We're so glad to have you on the show today, and to be able to share your story and all of that. Because when I look at people, and especially it's ironic, so when I was coming out of high school, I had this dream of wanting to be a dentist, and then I went. And they started telling me about all these chemistry courses and other stuff I had to take when I hit college, and ended up changing my major to social science and got involved in political science. But I'm just saying, and then, but I knew it was a successful career and all of that, and it was like, you look at, it's okay. Well, some people say, well, you're a dentist, Why did you even get involved in network marketing? You got a pretty great successful career as a dentist, and so I'm pretty sure there was something that you was looking at beyond being a dentist that, led you to, this thing called YTB, and we want to sort of, start there and then let you just share your story and some of the exciting things that you see going on in the company.
All right, great. Thank you for that introduction. I became involved with YTB because of a friend of mine who I've known since I was 6 years old. Her name is Gwen Dunmore Alexander. So in February of 2006, Gwen Alexander called, emailed, tried to get me to come to her house for something called a travel party. I had no idea what a travel party was. And as you said, I run a busy practice. I'm a single parent. And I had a lot of financial challenges and time challenges trying to run the practice and be an effective parent. I have an 11-year-old son. So I told her I wasn't interested right now because I'm too busy. I don't have any time to travel. I have no money to travel right now. All my resources were going into the practice, into my household, and into my child. So Gwen Dunmore Alexander is also my OBGYN. She's my gynecologist. I have to see her once a year, and since I've known her since I was six, she makes sure I make my appointment. So I had an appointment with her March of 2006, and when I was there, we talked more, and I talked to her about going to a wedding. I had two cousins, both live here in Washington, D.C. with me, where I live, but both of them were getting married in Florida, one on a Friday, one on a Saturday. So that meant I had to have a rental car, I had to have a hotel room because I was spending the whole weekend there, and I also had to have my airfare. So I told her, well, the next time you have a travel party, let me know so I can come and make my reservations, and I can book my airfare. So she said she was going to have one on Wednesday, the 15th of March. And that night changed my life. In fact, I'm the only person who showed up that night for that travel party. Mm-hmm. And the person who had sponsored her in YTV gave me the presentation. At the time, I did not know it, but I was the first person he performed a presentation for. So it was an interesting evening when he mentioned to me that I could go on the same trip that I was going to take anywhere. I could go wholesale. I can get free upgrades. As well as write the entire trip off on my taxes, my attention was complete. I wasn't thinking about anything else but what he had to say. This gentleman is a physician himself. He's an anesthesiologist. He actually thought he was putting me to sleep, but he was not. He had my brain ticking. When he was talking, he actually mentioned to me that he had not slept since he's been in YTV, and I said to myself, yeah, right, I know I'll sleep. But sure, when I got home that night, I have not slept since. I've been telling everybody about YTV. It made sense for me. It continues to make more sense for me. I'm in the process of selling my dental practice so that I can do YTV full-time. So I'll be going to part-time shortly with the dental practice just to show you my level of commitment. And when I came on board, as I mentioned, it was for the wedding I was going to be reimbursed by just going to that wedding because of the money that I saved and on my taxes. When I learned more about my tax situation, since this is a home-based business, I found out that the things I'm doing anyway in my home, such as my taxes, the utilities, all the different things that I'm paying for anyway, and I know a guest later on will go into detail about that, were now a legitimate tax deduction for me. Then my next why, as to why I did this, was the time for my son. I was getting back the time that I had lost because of the hours I have to spend in the dental practice. When I leave home in the morning, we leave at about 7:15 in the morning. We get back home after 7 in the evening. And that's because of the hours I have to put in. If I'm in the dental practice, I only make money when I'm seeing patients. I do not make money if I'm not seeing patients. So at this moment, I'm not making any income. But all the expenses stay the same. So if I was to take a vacation, I don't really catch up. I just have to work additional days, additional hours to make up for the hours that I left the practice. So I really have no leave. When people talk about the time that they have for leave, I have no leave because I'll have to work overtime, additional days, to make up for the time that I left the practice. So with my son, I figure if I can work from home or at least work part-time away from home, I can actually pick him up at a decent time, don't have to drop him off so early. We can do travel, and that means that we live in Washington. There are all these museums, the Smithsonian, so many events happen right here in the nation's capital under our nose. So much history is here, so much history in this country, history in other countries and cities. And as a matter of fact, my father's not even from this country. He was born in Grenada, which is in the West Indies. It's down near Trinidad, near South America. So we travel a lot with my family. He's the only one of his 8 siblings who came to America. Everyone else went to a different country to raise their children. so I have first cousins all over the world. We're going to travel anyway. This just made sense, and I wanted to have the time to be able to travel and not have to lower my standard of living because I'm traveling. Then my next why came to what I could do outside of my household. I told you what I can do for my household, but my next why is because if I can make enough money, take care of all my personal expenses, take care of my child's expenses and his future, and have everything set in place for those that I love, then I can do something outside of my household. So that means that I can give back to the world. And you know, when you look and you think about what is my purpose, why did God put me here on earth, and you just wait for that answer, it was like this immediately came to me. You know, I didn't even have to continue searching. It was just pumping. I feel it in all through my veins. And it's something you have to feel. You don't understand unless you feel it. But it's just like all inside of me, and it's just bursting with excitement. I'm just ready and eager. I have energy like I've never had before. And it's because, you know, I've found that I have a path now to fulfill my purpose. Before, it was like, you know, kind of depressing, you know, like, you know, you just don't have time to do anything but go to work, come home, do what you have to do in your household, and, you know, take care of children. And I have other children I take care of, too, other than those that I gave birth to. So with that fact, I just was never able to get a better picture or even think about having a different picture of what was going on other than what I was doing every day. So now I have a way of having funds to help those who cannot help themselves, and that just makes me feel like my purpose in life is being fulfilled by just following this path, and the company that we're with makes that path so easy. Every time I look around, they're giving us new resources, new forms of education. I just drove back today from Richmond, Virginia. We had a huge mini convention, and I know that doesn't, that sounds like a contradiction saying mini and huge, but it was a mini convention, but it was of thousands of people there, all eager to learn about travel, how to change their life, how to make the future better for future generations. Since this is a willable business, we know that this is something that we can leave for our heirs. And this is something that our heirs are really getting excited about, looking at the future, and our company is changing. We have a big, huge national convention coming up in August. All kinds of new announcements will be made. With these new announcements, you know, our company is bigger and better. You know, there's no hesitation, no part of my being, no part of my conscience, no part of my women's intuition that tells me not to do what I'm doing here with this company. So I know I'm long-winded here.
No problem. I mean, you know, you shared a lot of exciting, you know, information and, you know, just in terms of, you know, what, you know, anchored you into wanting to do something different, you know, and as the company is expanding, I also noticed that you have expanded some, too, with your business. You even have a team in Canada, right?
That's right. We have a team, John Hill, who actually just walked in the door because we're preparing for my 3 o'clock travel party here at my home.
All right.
We have a new RTA here, Jean Louise, who's hosting her travel party here, waiting for her friends to come. But John Hill actually opened up an international venue for us. He started a team in the Bahamas, and one of his team members was here this weekend in Richmond. We call the team Team Bahamas. Dr. Leon Higgs flew up here from the Bahamas to be here with us for this convention that we just drove up from. He's also opened up Bermuda. So he has a team growing down in Bermuda, and we're looking forward to the rest of the islands opening up to us and forming our teams there. My cousin, Jacinta Batiste, started our leg in Canada for us in Toronto. So she's working diligently with that. So we are international. We're waiting to go to the United Kingdom. These are just really exciting times, and when these announcements are made in August, whew, my heart is pounding now. They haven't even made all of the announcements clear to us yet. And when you listen to several guests that will be on this afternoon on your program, you'll really explode from inside.
All right, all right. I have some people right now that I've been communicating with over in the United Kingdom because, you know, I want to be able to position myself so that when the company says, you know, hey, the border's open, you know, that we can, you know, do what we need to do as far as again, sharing a wonderful opportunity, you know, with people worldwide, because everyone has, you know, different reasons for, you know, for wanting to succeed in advance, you know, and for most people, when you really get down to it, the money's good, but for most people, it's usually something more than the money, and you sort of
right.
led a little bit to, you know, some whys that sort of go beyond money. The money enable you to do. Could you expound on those whys a little bit more? That you have a passion about that goes beyond money, but now because of the way you position yourself, you're able to do more about that passion.
First of all, I know that when I talk to anyone and they have said that they haven't traveled, they'd love to travel, or they have traveled and they've just exhausted their refunds or their sources, or people who just want to know more about travel because, you know, they've been dependent on somebody else, or when they go on the Internet, they didn't have a pleasant experience, or they didn't know where to go, what to do, didn't have any help. And when they see our website, and they see all the resources that we have, and people who actually become RTAs. And Mr. Hill has coined a phrase, and he's talking about the government paying for our gas, for our cars. A lot of people are just so thankful. They feel so blessed that they've been exposed to YTV. And if I had kept my mouth shut, they would not have known about these blessings. They still would have been praying for them, but they wouldn't have realized that they were right here in front of them. So that's one reason why I'm very excited. I make sure I talk to everybody. I know it took a while for me to sit down and listen to a presentation. I know sometimes people hesitate because they really don't know what it's all about. They talk about one of those things, something that they don't want to work. And a lot of people, you know, I found this to be true, and I have to be honest, up in Canada. A lot of people in Canada, and I found it here too, just have the job mentality. If you have to just show up and you get paid for just showing up, that's the most that they are able to do. Then you have another set of people, they've been showing up, they've been doing the job, they've been putting in 150% into someone else's corporation, someone else's business, have not been reaping any benefits. They now have a little bit of energy still left, looking at retirement, looking at the fact that their children have left home, they've graduated, now that they've graduated from high school or college and left the nest, and they have equity in their homes. Their parents might have passed away, so they have an inheritance. They have some time. They have some equity. They want to learn about travel. They're traveling anyway. Their schools or the churches that they're affiliated with, their nonprofit organizations, their family or their friends, they're still traveling, and now they're able to earn commission off of that travel, which is something that is a vision of the founder of our company. Just to break it down to you, you look at Microsoft, you know that Bill Gates did not invent the computer. He did not invent software, but he enhanced the disk operating system. When he did that, he had the vision that the ordinary man could have, or woman, can have a PC or a personal computer. By having that personal computer in their home, they didn't have a big, huge room full of equipment. He had that vision. You had Fred Smith, who had that vision, who was the person who founded Federal Express. He didn't invent the truck. He didn't invent overnight delivery, but only rich people used to be able to afford overnight delivery. Now we have common person, everybody, any man, woman, can go to the FedEx Kinko's store, and they even merged corporately now, and send something overnight. You have people who had a metal key that you used to have to put into your car to make it run. I still have one because I have a Subaru. But I have so many friends now who have a Lexus or Mercedes or other vehicle where there's no metal there. It's just something that's electronic. And, you know, people are now seeing when you go to a hotel, you don't have a key to put in the hotel door. You have a piece of plastic, looks like a credit card, and you swipe it. I'm 48 years old. I remember being in school, and they were talking about computers coming. They were talking about credit cards coming. You know, you don't have to have cash. But now, you know, you don't think about leaving your home without a credit. You check for your credit cards, make sure you got it back when you paid for something. So credit cards have become part of our lives. Now we're going to get rid of the middleman. We're going to earn our own commission on our own travel. And if we don't want to do that, somebody will come to somebody in YTB to book the travel for them, and that's the future of the planet.
I hear you. I hear you. I see my co-host has joined us, Monticello Mitchell. I'm going to bring Monty up, and Monty, do you have a question for you know, our guests and our upline in terms of you know, some of the things she shared, or another point or something that you you know, would like to get some explanation on?
Hey Cheryl, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you. Did you enjoy yourself in Richmond?
Oh, it was fabulous. You know, you're always exhausted when you come back because of all the energy in that room, everybody giving all their pearls, all their wisdom, all their experience, everyone talking about what happened negatively in their life and how they got over it, what they did, giving you clues and tools and just major announcements. Oh, it's just one fabulous person after the other.
And then listening to you talk about your why. So your why was very important to you, right?
Very important to me. There, it still is, and it's a passion that will live within me, keep me going, let me know, you know, my body doesn't need sleep because you got stuff to do.
And would you say that a person coming into the business, would you suggest to them that they really find out what their why is all about, and from finding that out, that they would just execute the program that we teach people?
Beyond that, yes, because when you sit down and look at all the areas in your life that have something that's lacking, or even things that you didn't even know were lacking, anything can be enhanced. You have to always learn. And when we sit down and look at that, some phase, some segment of YTB enhances that. Something, whether it's because you like to be around fun people, positive people. I mean, this is the most positive bunch of people I have ever been around in my entire life. And I've been active in organizations from the very beginning, whether it was in elementary school, junior high school, in college, in dental school. I have been part of organizations. I've been part of planning conventions, been part of whatever it takes to run something in the community. But this is the most positive group of people, and that helps your health also. Since I'm in that field, you know, I'm conscious of that. By being around positive energy and and you know what other people are doing and giving, everyone has become like a family member to me. People who I didn't even know 2 years ago, if I needed something, I wouldn't even hesitate to call, and they wouldn't hesitate to call me, and I don't hear no. It's always, let's figure out a way how we can do it.
Now, Cheryl, I listened to you. You said it took you a while between finding out that the business existed and until you started, until you got into the business. Why was that?
Well, it was because of my ignorance. And I have to use the word ignorance because I didn't take the time to see what it was. I assumed I knew what it was. I assumed that I could not do it. I assumed that it wasn't something positive that would be interesting to me, or that it could even help me. And because I was busy doing things that weren't even a benefit to me. You know, I might have been going to a movie, and I was like, oh, I can't go to her travel party because we're getting ready to go to the movie. And the movie wasn't going to make any income for me. The movie wasn't going to teach me anything. The movie wasn't going to buy a book for me or pay a bill for me. But if I had stopped, and it was only a month that it took me to finally show up, but if I had come in a month sooner, I just think, you know, how much more. Even the price of stock, when I first came on board, the stock was 25 cents a share. It was 15 cents a share before then. We've seen it go up to $18 a share. So when I had come on board, you know, like even a month earlier, some of the people who I would have talked to had already come on board a month earlier. You know, I can't go back in time, but I just tell people, don't wait, don't procrastinate. When you hear from Napoleon Hill's book, the quotations, Think and Grow Rich, and I know that I'm sure that T.V. Wilson is going to quote from it, you know, do not procrastinate. Look at what people who make money, who have success, who have positive people around them, who are able to raise their children well, who are able to worship whoever they believe they're created to be, or however, whatever style of fashion or organization that they choose to join. Those people who are winning in all the different areas with their health, with their wealth, all those different areas. If you hang around those type of people, don't you think something that they're doing will rub off on you?
Definitely, definitely. And so for people, you know, a lot of people, they talk to people about the business, and right now it's no, 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 no. Would you suggest to them that maybe they would put those people in, for lack of a better term, or put them in a loop and get back to them, because lives always changing, and so you might get back with somebody, and then they're ready? You know, I mean, people are not on our time. They're on their own time. So
exactly.
Would you suggest
exactly.
that?
With the economy, with the price of gas right now,
right.
people will not have a choice. They will look at you and see how you're committed and you're still in it. Because people have said that to me. Oh, you're still into that? Oh, well, maybe now I'll take a look at it. Because just for the fact that I'm still into it, it's not something that was a phase that I just dropped. My father is a good example. My father is 82 years old. He's a retired dentist. When I first came on board, his wife was the third person to join, no, the fourth person to join our team. He came underneath the first person I sponsored personally. So, of course, he has an RTA card. But, you know, my father did not get a presentation or see me do a presentation until the Sunday before Father's Day. And that's because my son, who's 11 years old, does scuba diving. Because of YTB, I've been able to afford to go to his scuba diving trips. Last year was St. Lucia. This year was in Curacao, down by South America and Aruba. So we go for 10 days, beautiful vacation, wonderful youth program, scuba diving. So we were going to be gone for Father's Day this year. So I told my father to come over the Sunday before Father's Day so that I can have dinner with him and we can talk before we left town, before we left the country, I should even say, because the prices for calling back home are very high for calling from down there. So that was the first time my father even saw me do a presentation, because he allowed me to do one for him. So it took over 2 years for my father to see a presentation for something that I'm willing to give up my career for. So after, and he didn't want to hear anything before then. He wasn't ready, but he was ready that day. He had me looking up trips. He has a website with his wife, never even been on it before. He had me looking up different trips. Because he's getting ready to go to Grenada, where he's from, in July. Called me back, talked about it. He doesn't have a negative attitude about it any longer, and that's my own father. So don't give up.
That is amazing. That's truly amazing. Tatawi?
And you forget about the story, so I didn't even realize I had that as a story to tell. So you asked me. So you all have a story. And if you don't have a story yet, use somebody else's story until you create your own story and somebody asks you the question. Then you find out I already have something in my life to give as an answer.
That's amazing. Tatawi?
Hey, we really want to thank you for taking time from your busy day, especially as you're getting prepared for a travel party and guests coming in. And as we wrap up your segment of being on this special broadcast called This Is My Story, what closing comments would you like to share with people, Cheryl, as we wrap up your portion of this part of the program?
The one thing that I have to say, when other people come to me about other programs, other travel agencies, when I keep looking at our company, the founders, the integrity, the morals that they have, the energy and the financial resources that they put into this company, they have committed themselves, they have changed their lives to be here for it, and they don't have to do that because they were already multimillionaires before this company was formed. With me, I am ready to go here and give it all, give it my all. Give it my all for myself and for my future and for all those that I know are doing great things in the community. I see how this really helps them. So that's all I want to say, is that I am giving my all, and that's all I can do as an example is show other people that I'm giving my all.
Hey, we want to thank you for, you know, again for sharing, and I want to thank you for, you know, reaching out and continuing to reach out that helped brought my upline and Kichi Taifa into the business, which in turn brought me into
and she's phenomenal. She is beyond phenomenal. This sister, she is beyond phenomenal. And I just want to say, hey, I don't know if she's listening right now because she just drove back from Richmond herself, but I'm just giving her an applause from my heart because I'm holding the phone with one hand, so I can't really clap, but I can clap on the table here. And I just want to thank her and her husband, Dakari, her mom, who is our queen of our organization, Mrs. Caldwell. She was the first person they sponsored. And this, I compete with her, and she's in my downline. When she tells me something, I say, oh, my gosh, I got to find some energy to keep up with whatever she's doing.
All right. Okay, hey, we want to thank you for joining in with us, Cheryl. And, folks, this wraps up the first segment of our special broadcast today. And Monty, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up, it's my time while we wait for Dr. Wayman Griffiths to call in and get on the line, and then I'll bring him up and we'll take the next segment, all right?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you, fellas. I love what you're doing. Bye.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Enjoyed this Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
All right. Hey, that's our success song, Success Tip. Still waiting for our next guest to chime in. I'm going to have to sit behind the switchboard for a couple minutes so I can make sure I can click him in when he comes in. If you could take about the next 2.5 minutes to go over Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant while we're waiting to get up our next guest, and we'll use that to tie in what we're doing. Hello, Monty, you there? Hello? Hello? Tell me I lost everybody. Monticello, you still on the line? Hold on, folks. We have a little technical difficulties here. We go to the switchboard so you can work out these glitches, and hopefully Monticello's still with us and can bring him up.
I'm here.
So, Dowie?
Okay, great. Waiting for Dr. Griffiths to call in. What I need you to do, I got to check the switchboard out. If you could take the next 2.5-3 minutes and go over Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant, and we'll use that to tie in as we bring our guests up.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Hello.
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 Good afternoon.
Hi, Dr. Griffiths here.
Hey, Dr. Griffiths.
Hello, Dr. Griffiths, that's you?
Yes, it is.
All right, yeah, we just having a little technical difficulties, a little couple of glitches in here, but good. We got you up and, you know, ready to, you know, bring you in terms of this segment of the special broadcast we're doing called This Is My Story, and letting people share their YTB story, their whys, and, you know, what they think about the business and, just what they're getting out of it and their views and stuff like that. And, again, you know, I have to ask. I mean, the same with, you know, Dr. Batiste, Cheryl was just on. And, you know, from most people's lenses or outlook, you know, people would say, okay, well, you came into this business, you already was a doctor. I'm talking about a medical doctor, not a, you know, I wanted, and not putting down my good friends or whatever who PhDs or teach at colleges and stuff like that. And some people would assume, okay, well, medical doctor, why would you need to do anything else? Or why would, you know, how would you even end up in something like YTB in terms of network marketing? Simply because for a lot of us, our perception of what we think it means to have achieved or arrived that, you know, you in certain sense in terms of our community would have achieved something that a lot of people refer to as status. But yet you saw a need to get involved in, you know, just tremendous opportunity. And I just wanted to start there and then, you know, wherever else you want to take us through your story and your journey and why you're involved in the business, you know, we're more than willing and receptive to listen to.
Okay, great. Well, there's a little bit of an echo, but the way I really looked at this business was in terms of building wealth. And certainly there's a difference between building wealth and making money. As an anesthesiologist, I have a great income. You can Google the average income for an anesthesiologist in the Mid-Atlantic region, and you know that, you know, as you say, I do quite well. But you have certain things that you have to look at in life in terms of building wealth for your family, and then also just building a financial strength for your children and your children's children. And when I saw this business, the business plan and the blueprint just made sense to me in terms of having the opportunity to do that. And this, the financial system that we're in now, a lot of people are doing extra things to take them either to a level to cope financially or to take them to a level way beyond the scope of their finances at this present time. So I look at it like that. I look at it as wealth building, and I look at it as building a business that I can retire into once I leave the medical field.
Okay. That's a powerful answer. Mike, I'm going to let you take the next couple of questions. As I told you, as we're doing this broadcast today, I'm doing some gumbo here, and I got some guests. And while we finish interviewing Dr. Griffiths for this portion of this segment, I need to greet a few guests that I have, and I'll be right back at you in about another 5 minutes to finish joining you for this portion of the segment. So
okay.
Take it away, Mike.
Great.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Okay, y'all still there? Hello.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, all right, Monty, you still there? We lost my co-host. Okay, we must have lost my co-host. Okay, where was y'all? I was running the switchboard. Where was y'all at? And we can just I can just carry it from here.
Well, we were waiting for some questions from some of your guests.
Okay. Hold on, and let me grab two of my guests I got right here and ask them if they have a question for you, and we'll deal with that.
Okay, hello, Dr. Griffith.
Yes.
I'm sitting here with two people from our community, and actually
okay. They
just walked in. They don't even have a clue as to what this is about. So maybe we have these type of situations. You can tell us one of the best things for somebody who just happened to walk into some really good information of the best way to convey that message to them as to what is so exciting, what we're so excited about this company called YTV.
Okay. Well, I think from very basically to have a company that is selling travel, and travel is probably one of the most exciting and the most lucrative industries in the world. And it's a $7 trillion industry. People travel all the time. People save all of their lives just to be able to take, you know, that one big trip. And to be in an industry where you're looking at the baby boomer population getting ready to explode, and when people get ready to retire, the first thing they talk about is traveling. So to get in on a business that's internet-based, and if you talk to anyone, any economist or anyone in the financial industry, they suggest that you get yourself involved in something related to the internet, and that's where commerce is now, and that's where commerce is going in the future. So we're excited about that. We're also excited about having the opportunity to travel for less, to get paid when we travel, to save a significant amount on our taxes as it relates to a home-based business, as well as specific tax deductions related to travel agents. And I think when you combine all of that and then to build wealth at the same time for your family, it's just a huge statement within itself.
All right. All right. Thank you for that that explanation. And, you know, as you was talking about expansion and other things, where do you see, in terms of vision of this company from your position as a national director, where do you sort of see or envision where this company is headed worldwide?
Wow, that's a huge statement. And after having the opportunity to talk to some individuals that are much higher up in the company than myself, I think the vision for this company is sky's the limit. You look at a company, if you look at just in terms of its financials and what it's done within the last year, and that this year they're expected to do at least $1 billion in travel sales. And you look at a company that is already international. We're talking about Canada, parts of the Caribbean, things of that nature. And a company that is getting ready to go even further in terms of its international presence. And you capture travel not only in the U.S., but you also capture travel in other countries. And you consider the fact that travel is a $7 trillion industry worldwide, and I think the average person can do the math in terms of where this company is going. And for myself, getting involved in this company on the ground floor, and I consider that even though my wife and I, we've been in the business for about 2 years, now a little over 2 years, and it's still ground floor today, that for us, as we grow with this company, we're talking about being liquid millionaires. And I say that, and I don't say that lightly, but I say that because as a physician coming out of school, we're faced with school loans, you know, college loans, medical school loans, things of that nature, and then be a resident for 4 years, and we're not really earning any income. So you're behind the eight ball when you get started. But with this company and making national director, I've been able to catch up financially and go beyond where I wanted to be at this point in my life.
Man, that's powerful. Marcella, you have a question for Dr. Griffiths.
Hello, Dr. Griffiths.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, during your time in the business, this is a very simple question. During your time in the business and looking at your position, do you also run into people that have doubts about what the information you're trying to share with them when you talk with them about YTB?
That's an excellent question. I think that in any business, when you present a business to someone, and especially as it relates to network marketing, there's always doubt. And I always tell people to do their due diligence in terms of researching a company. But one of the things you have to consider is that you have a publicly traded company. And the fact that institutions like the SEC, the FTC, and all the other governing type of regulators have looked at this company backwards and forwards. And you cannot expose the general public to a company and let it become publicly traded unless the company is doing the right things financially. So there's always going to be people that doubt an opportunity, but regardless of what the opportunity is, they probably will doubt that opportunity anyway. And I think that once they actually see how this company was put together, where this company is going, then I think that erases some doubt. Now, some people say, you're a physician, you know, people listen to you because you're a physician. And I really don't feel that way. I think I probably have a circle of friends and associates that may respect my opinion, but I think I get the same type of skepticism that the, you know, other individuals may receive. And it's just a matter of showing them how this company's put together.
So, in your opinion, hold up one sec. In your opinion, then, in your position, it could be like, say, a person that works at a department store that's in the business, that's in the YTV business. So people are going to basically go on basically the information that you share with them and the research that they do. That's what you're saying?
I don't understand the question.
You being in the position you're in, and let's take a person that's in retail sales, department store that's in the business. So you would say to them to get the people to do their homework about the company, because it doesn't matter where you are in life, if you want to make a sound decision, you've got to do your homework. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And I think that anytime you make an investment, no matter how large or how small, and purchasing a business that has the potential to make you millions, and this company is actually going to make billionaires, and to have it priced at $500, some people just can't visualize that. So I think, you know, whether you're in any walk of life, you know, you show people the opportunity, and then you show people that people of all walks of life are having success with this business. And if they do the research and they take comfort in the fact that you're investing in a publicly traded company, I think most people will make the decision to come on board with YTV.
Thanks so much for that, Satawi.
Yeah, for those out there listening, you know, we run across a couple of people to let me know, you know, we got a little echo sound going on and some other stuff. As we work through the broadcast today, hopefully we can get all those technical glitches out of this. You know, hey, technology, you know, it's great. And then sometimes you have. Okay. And, you know, if someone has their radio on in the background and needs, you know, we're getting feedback. So, you know, the thing is that, you know, we just need to make sure that, you know, that we don't have glitches so that everyone can hear the stream, you know, very clearly. Closing comments that you would like to share, Dr. Griffiths, as we wrap up your section of this broadcast. And again, we want to thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule, just coming back from Richmond and everything else, to help us with this historic event as we, you know, share this with the team and hope that everyone can get at least, you know, some new exposures today through this broadcast and, you know, help them build their business. What closing comments would you like to share with our listening audience?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for having me on, and I always consider it a pleasure to be able to talk about YTB and share my experience in YTB. And I really appreciate you bringing the information to the masses, because it's a great thing to show people everywhere that they can create wealth. My closing statement would be this, that if you ever had an opportunity in life where someone showed you something that could create wealth for you and your family, and you missed out on that opportunity, and then you later on wish that you may have could have taken up that opportunity, this is that opportunity. And I say, take a hold of it. Those individuals that are already in YTB, treat it like a business. and you will be successful. And with that, I close.
All right. Hey, we want to thank you for, you know, joining in with us today. And, hey, people, again, you heard another powerful testimony and powerful message. Why don't you like to share anything as we wrap up this segment?
Well, I think that was validation that this business is very serious. Here's a man who's a physician, very busy, makes very good money, but he also saw an opportunity with our company, and he came on board, and he's having successes, and he's looking forward to more successes. And so this business is real. I mean, Dr. Griffith just put it in simple terms. This business is real, Sakawi.
All right.
And we want more people to know that.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go back to the switchboard, so Courtney should be calling in a minute and get him logged in so we can get y'all ready for your 3 o'clock segment where you're scheduled to interview Steve Branch and T.V. Wilson, millionaires, real live liquid millionaires that are in the company. And so we're going to have like about 5-minute downtime here as I pull those things together and be back at you at 3 o'clock, Monty. Just stay on the line and hold on.
Sounds good.
All right.
Okay, have a great guy. Great guy.
Yeah, Captain DeMonte. Captain DeMonte. Thank you. All right, Courtney and Monty, I have y'all both logged in. I'm waiting for Steve and TV to call in. Again, we're gonna have about four more minutes before we'll get started with the next segment. So just hold on, stay on the line.
Okay. Hey, Monty. That was me just calling, so that I was waiting for you to call over. Yeah, I'm on now. All right.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
You this is Steve Branch?
Hey, Steve, this is Monticello Mitchell. How you doing?
How you doing, Mr. Mitchell?
Hello, do
doing
we have
well,
Mr.
Branch
or Mr. Wilson on the line? Hello, do we have Mr. Branch or Mr. Wilson on the line?
Mr. Branch.
This is Mr. Branch.
All right,
is
Mr. Branch.
Is the echo on the line?
Yeah, I gotta make sure that somebody else turns this speaker down on the call in, and you know, but we're ready to bring y'all up. I'm gonna turn it over to my co-host, first RTA to come into business, Monticello Mitchell, is my co-host on this show, and then also co-hosting today on this show is Courtney Vaughn, who was my last RTA on my first team to push me into my power team. And again, we know as everybody teaches, it's the teamwork that makes the dream work. And so I told them I would give them a special treat today and have them help co-host this segment of the show and be able to interview our upline millionaire, Circle of Champion directors and team spirit. And so I'm going to turn it over to Courtney and Monty. Courtney and Monty, y'all there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing today?
Now I'm on the way to the airport, so probably maybe about 3:15, I'm probably about to jump off the line.
No problem. However much time you got to give us, we appreciate it. I'm let them go ahead and take it away.
Okay, will do.
Okay. Courtney, did you have a question that you wanted to ask Steve?
Yes, First, I just wanted to say that it's an honor to finally get to meet you. I missed it. I was here in St. Louis from April 28th through 29th. I just really wanted to meet you. I'm glad I'm here to show with you guys today. But I had a question for you. I was just wanting to know what inspired you to join YP, and what were the obstacles that you guys had to get to this best as a team today?
Okay, I heard the first part of your question. You was breaking up on the last part. What was it that inspired us to join YTP? Well, first of all, we got involved with the company back in 2004, and we had no idea that the travel industry was the largest industry in the world. $7 trillion a year industry, and what's driving the industry is the baby boomers. And over the next 10 years, it's going to explode and double and become a $14 trillion a year industry, and which was very attractive. Now, what immediately impressed me was the ability to have my own worldwide online booking engine that linked me, my contacts, and family to the world of travel, flights, hotels, rental cars, cruises, fun, entertainment around the world. And what I mean by that goes beyond just flights, hotels, and rental cars. I can book event tickets for premium events, NASCAR, pro and college sporting event tickets, Super Bowls, NBA Finals, World Series tickets, Grammys, Oscars. I can book golf tee times because we have the golf industry on the travel site. I could book passport and visas on my site. I could even buy a car on my site. So when I understood the tremendous value of having a licensing contract through YTB Travel, $499 was peanuts to be able to have access to a multi-million-dollar booking engine, to be able to work for you around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and enable you to cut your travel costs 40 to 70% a year, because myself, my family, my organization, my business now have access to travel agent prices worldwide. So it simply makes business sense. And as we always say, if it makes business sense and if it makes common sense, that makes perfect sense.
That's real powerful.
And Steve,
and, what did you guys have to overcome to achieve the success you have today?
Well, when we got started back in 2004, The documentation and infrastructure and the polished magazines that's all over bookstores throughout the country, like Barnes & Noble, Books A Million and Borders, and all the polished DVDs, weren't available back in 2004. The story had not been written. Documentation had not been proven. So what we did was simply expose the booking engine to as many individuals as we possibly could to help them understand magnitude of what we have our hands upon. It's like owning your own Priceline, Expedia, Travelocity. We actually have an affiliation with Travelocity. And I would show individuals flights on our site and look at flights on Expedia. And 99% of the time, we will either be comparable or a few dollars lower. But even more importantly, that exact same flight, that exact same hotel, that exact same rental car, we get a check back with the travel commission. So it makes sense to purchase your travel from yourself or have your friends in contact purchase travel on your site, comparable price, and get a check back of 60% of the travel commissions that would normally be going to a travel agent for booking the exact same itinerary. So it simply made business sense. And when we saw the additional incentive bonuses that the company had for referring others across the country to have their own site, and those bonuses that started at $1,000 weekly bonuses and go all the way up to $1 million in bonuses and stock options, we say to ourselves, this is a no-brainer. So once a person understands the magnitude of what they have with their booking engine and that marketing site, the second site that operates independently, so if you have a contact anywhere in the country, small business, nonprofit, or an everyday consumer like you and I, that would like to have their own booking engine, they could get it through you instead of someone else. It's like a franchise-type system. And the reason that we actively pursued that is because these travel sites are now starting to sweep the country as well as the globe. And 99% of the population do not know our company enables the everyday consumer to have their own booking engine. Primarily because we do not advertise. There's solely word of mouth advertising. We've been in business since 2001, and we also publicly traded on the stock market. Our company did over $400 million in business last year. We do over $1 billion in 2008, and the best is yet to come. Our goal from an inception was to be the largest travel agency in the world by 2011. Right now, we're on pace to achieve that in 2010. Of the top travel agencies in the country, YTB is in the top 20 of travel agencies in the entire country and less than in their seven-year existence. So it simply made business sense all around. And even from an income-generating standpoint, whether it's part-time, full-time, or sometime, you know, if you know someone looking to just generate a couple hundred extra dollars a month or a few thousand dollars a month or a career change, the income possibilities is limitless marketing resources. Fun, travel, sports, and entertainment, which everyone enjoys.
Oh. Hey, Steve, this is Monticello.
How are you doing, Monticello?
Doing well, and we understand that you and TV wrote a book called How to Win in Relationship Marketing.
Yes.
Can you share some nuggets with us from that book?
Well, in the network marketing industry, most individuals that aren't experienced network marketers come from a traditional 9-to-5 corporate background. The rules of network marketing are different than your traditional 9-to-5, 8-hour shift where you work for wages to provide a living. Network marketing allows you to work for profit, so you put you and your family in position to make a fortune. And what we kind of hit on is nuggets of how certain principles, if you apply certain principles, you would be able to enjoy massive success in the network marketing industry. But you can't approach it from the exact same standpoint of a 9-to-5 employee or your concept. So the ingredients in that book are tremendous, and it's creating massive success all across the U.S. It's the how-to. We tell you exactly what to say, how to say it, whom to say it to. We have a laboratory of information because we've been in this industry for over 20 years, and we have enjoyed massive success in other companies prior to YTV. And just being able to apply the same principle, we were able to go from zero to circle a champion in this company in less than a four-year time frame. And to explain to you what a circle of champion is, there's 140,000 representatives with YTB across the world. There are 14 individuals that's made over $1 million in commissions and bonuses in a 12-month time frame. So the way we were able to achieve that success and create duplication throughout our team is through the principles that's taught in that book. It's like an automated system that a 10-year-old could follow, step-by-step process.
And so would you say that your inspiration for the book was to help people that are trying to be successful in relationship marketing?
Absolutely. That's the entire purpose. That's the entire purpose of the book, to give individuals a step-by-step process of how to build and become very extremely successful in network marketing. It's a step-by-step guide that teaches you from step A to step Z how to be successful, not just in YTB, but in any company. So the book is generic that you can apply to any form of business and training concept and philosophy.
Okay, so Tawi?
All right. We got about 6 minutes left. Courtney, you have another question for our Circle of Champion leader here?
Yes. I would just like, for what kind of advice do you give new or RTAs in business?
Okay, I need you to review. Break it up just a little.
He wanted to know, what kind of advice did you have for new RTAs coming into the business?
Well, one of the most important things and ingredients that we are teaching our RTAs being successful is once you get started, schedule a travel party to be able to share the opportunity with as many as people as possible that first week and come into the business. Your immediate focus should be to connect 3 individuals to your business with their own travel site in addition to your travel booking engine that's working for your own autopilot for individuals to book their travel. See, we focus on the concept of 3, and those principles comes from the Christian background. We believe that Jesus probably was the greatest network marketer in the world because he started off with 3 disciples, Peter, John, and James. That then spread to 9 more and became 12. Those 12 then on to spread Christianity across the world as we know it today. Well, that same concept is the basis of the compensation plan and creating massive success in YTB immediately. See, because if you're able to focus solely on 3 personal enrollments a month, and have those individuals duplicating the exact same numbers, that 3 becomes 9, that 9 becomes 27, that 27 becomes 81, that 81 becomes 200 and something and so forth. That allows you to grow and create a massive numbers very quickly as well as income. See, the power of that duplication allows you to leverage your income as well as your time. Your time, you may be focusing on the business part-time initially, 5 to 10 hours a week. But when you have a team of 3, of 6, or 9 duplicating the exact same success with the compensation plan that YTB has in place, you are able to create those nice income streams of a couple hundred to a couple thousand coming in off of OPE, other people's efforts. But part of that principles for attracting those 3 a month is simply using the exposure pieces that YTB have in place. And we're talking about the presentation that's available 24 hours a day right on your marketing site. We're talking about the live conference calls that's taking place Sunday through Thursday night at 9:30 Eastern, where you can plug your guests into. We're talking about the power of the 3-way calls. YTB went from 3,000 to 140,000 in 3 years. In 3 years, by using those 3 simple strategies of promoting the business: 3-way calls, travel parties, and conference calls, and being able to expose your contacts to a minimum of 25 to 30 exposures a week allow you to create those numbers. And the way that you go about those exposure pieces is you create a list, and you want to utilize that list to allow you to sort out the individuals that have an interest so that you're maximizing your time and working with individuals that have an interest in hearing more about what you have. Initially, you just want to create curiosity and create that level of interest. And you know, and when you, whether it's a Walmart person or someone that you may have met at the supermarket, the beauty salon or barbershop, or just at the soccer game. Find a reason to compliment someone and strike that conversation. That's a great tie you have on. I love your personality. You have excellent customer service skills. Those type of compliments brings a smile. Hello, my name is Mr. Marcellus. My company is looking for a few shop quality individuals like yourself. Now, I know you're busy right now. You're at work, and I don't want to talk now, but here's my card. And if you keep your options open and income options open, I would love to connect you with a few of our senior leadership to discuss with you a potential $50,000 to $100,000 a year opportunity for you. And right then and there, you simply want to schedule a convenient time that you and that prospect can get together, and you would have 30 minutes to an hour of their undivided attention to share the information. And keep in mind, 95% of the YTB opportunity is popping in a DVD or showing them to the website and three-waying them to your senior leadership. And your senior leadership goes not only from your power team leader, your coach's corner leader, all the way to your director. And share that story. The great thing about what we have is, regardless of what background or what income a person may be generating, someone in YTB is generating that type of income or more, or that exact same background. And especially when you're dealing with individuals of higher incomes of $100,000 or better, you approach them from a standpoint, you know, the reason I would like to take a look at this, Mr. Johnson, is because there are people with your background. And the key is people with your background generating six figures a year off of referrals. Now, Mr. Johnson's a lawyer or a professor or a doctor, caught their attention. What? Oh, you got an individual from my background making over $100,000 a year with this part-time? I would like to check this out. So it's the little things that make the difference from those exposure pieces. So, William, with that being said, as I shared with you before, I'm on the way to the airport. We got a beautiful cruise going out to Mexico tomorrow with Coach, our founder, that will last until the 4th of July. So if there's another question, I would like to take that real quick before I check into this airport and go through security and so forth.
Thanks so much for your time, Steve.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
And I appreciate it. I look forward to coming back on the call anytime and assisting your team members all across the entire country. My partner and I, we just finished an incredible two-day convention in Richmond that was tremendous, with over 1,000 RTAs in attendance, and we want to encourage everyone to get registered and make plans to attend the National Convention in St. Louis, August 6th through 9th. If you truly want to explode your team, get as many of your RTAs and guests to St. Louis, and we will explode your business by seeing the magnitude and understanding the magnitude of where YTB has come from and where we are about to go. With that being said, I want to say we appreciate everyone for being on this call, listening to the information, and we will see you all at the tip-top and on the beaches and the high seas. Good evening, everyone. Have a blessed weekend and a good evening. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sir.
Bye-bye.
All right. Marcello and Courtney. I know, Courtney, you got a previous commitment you got to take care of in about the next 8 minutes. If y'all could take the next 8 minutes and just sort of critique what y'all got out of the call with Mr. Branch on, and just share y'all thoughts with one another for our listening audience as I take care of something else, and I join y'all back in about another 8 minutes.
Okay, so Tyler, before you go, I want to tell you, man, your phone, we're getting a little static out your phone now.
Okay, all right.
All right. And Courtney, I'll go first here. First, I want everybody to realize that you were just listening to a millionaire. Steve Branch is a millionaire. He's a director in our company, and he and his partner, T.V. Wilson, they had a convention in Richmond, Virginia. this past weekend. Now they're headed to Miami, Florida. They're going on a cruise, and they're going to be together with some other people in our business. They're going to be on a three-day cruise. But I just wanted to say, I hope that you got the information that he put out and understand what he was talking about. This company is going to be the number one travel company in the world in a couple of years. We still have a ground floor opportunity to get in this company and become very successful. And when you get people like Steve Branch and T.V. Wilson sharing their story and sharing information with you, that should only tell you that they want you to be successful. They want you to be successful like they're successful. Courtney, do you have anything?
I would just like to say that I love the company because that lets you know that no matter how much they make in the company or what kind of level of director they are, you can still touch them and reach conversations with them. And that's something that I really was looking for when I came into the company, to sit back and just get proper training and meet new people. I never thought that I would actually meet a millionaire, and I just did today. So if you don't see it from there, I don't know what else, because that's a mind blower to me.
And folks, we're bringing to you today on internet radio, we're bringing to you today from YTV the cream of the crop. I mean, we've got people lined up for you that are being very successful in this company, and they're just landing out for you. So you'll know that this company, this business, it's for real. People are having great successes and making a lot of money and having fun doing it. And see, you come into the company and you become a jet setter. You're going to be all over the country if you choose to be. You're going to meet some very exciting and explosive people, and life just gets better and better by being a part of this business, YTB, your travel biz. And so, folks, get yourselves together, you and your friends, come into the business and build yourself an empire. And that's what this business is for, is to give average, everyday people an opportunity to position themselves to live the way that they want to live. And so if that's one of your goals, to be able to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, wherever you want to do it, for as long as you want to do it, if that's one of your lifetime goals, YTB is a perfect match for you. So, that being said, let's see if we still have our co-host on here. Satawi, are you there? Okay, maybe he's Satawi? He's not back yet.
Yes, I just want to say this last, Monty.
Okay.
For all the listeners out there, if you're looking for financial freedom, more time with your family, freedom to do what you want, when you want, travel the world and enjoy paid to do it, YTB is perfect for you to do. You benefit are wonderful. I'm enjoying it myself, and I just encourage that everybody a good look and look at the big picture, and hope we can fall on top when we get on top. And that's all I have to say for right now. But I appreciate everybody and my Mr. Jaggi. But I have to do what I'm at this point.
Okay, we appreciate your time, Satawi.
All right, hey, we appreciate your time, Courtney, and
thank you
for, you know, again, it's about teamwork, and you know, thanks for being able to, run the play when your number was called, and you did a great job, and you know, again, we're glad to have you on the team, and hopefully, you got a lot out of being able to interview our upline millionaire, circle of champion Steve Branch.
Every time I get a chance to see you, a pleasure. I always get a lot of help, and I'm glad that I got a chance to work with it.
All right. Okay. Okay, Monty, we're waiting on Nkechi to come on, and I'll be bringing her up, and, you know, let me know when you want to take a break and tune back in or whatever, but so far we've been rolling. So far we've had over 35 different people that have tuned in to the show off and on since we kicked off at 2 o'clock, waiting for our upline, Nkechi Taifa, to chime on in, and as soon as she does, we'll bring her on up and, you know, be ready to kick the next segment. So I'm going to pause here for a second and get back to the switchboard and check the numbers and see, you know, who's out there and if anybody's got any questions in the chat room. So just hold on and be right back at you.
All right.
Hello? Hello? I think I might hang up and call them again. Hello? I'm not sure.
Nkechi?
Okay, I see a TO2 number light up on here. Nkechi, is that you? Hello?
I think I heard her momentarily, Sitali.
Huh?
I think she's on the line. I think I heard her momentarily.
Hello, Nkechi. Okay, well, we wait for her to come up. Still here. Let me check back, make sure she didn't get clicked off. Hold on out there, everyone. Let me check the switchboard and make sure I got a guess up.
Hello, hello? Hello? I've called in. Hello, hello, hello?
Okay, Nkechi, you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Okay, we got you. Sometimes, you know, if you come up on the switchboard, then I have to click the thing to unmute the call, and it didn't show you lit up, but now we have you anyway. We got you. And hey, it's been going great. You know, we've had Cheryl on, we've had Wayman on, and we had the fabulous Steve Branch on, and now we have you, and, hey, you know, it's just been an exciting, exciting day. So far we've had over at least 35 different people that have tuned in to the show. So hopefully, you know, through whoever team people are that are plugging in, hopefully, again, you know, people get some results out of this opportunity of people sharing their story. And, you know, we're now at a part of the show where we're going to bring you up and let you share your story and how you got into YTB, what was the why, and how, as I shared with the listening audience earlier when I brought up Cheryl and I brought in Wayman and now bringing in you, is that from certain people's lens point or vantage point, they would look and say, okay, Cheryl, Dennis, hey, she ain't do no YTB. Wayman, you know, hey, medical doctor, he ain't got to do no YTB. Nkechi, attorney, he ain't got to do no YTB. But for some reason, again, even as people that some people would figure in terms of from a certain professional status has already arrived at certain places in life, and yet you saw an opportunity to be involved in something and got involved in it. And I said it to say is that, you know, that this is something for everybody across walks of lives, and just want to open it up and let you go ahead and start sharing your story.
Well, Baba C. Towie, I am just so blessed to be on this call. I'm just getting back from Richmond, Virginia, from the YTB Regional Convention, and I am pumped up. When I just listened to the whole slate of people that preceded me, oh, my God, I just can't hold a candle to that. You had Steve Branch on there, who is the second half of the dynamic duo TV Wilson and Steve Branch. They wear the company's highest ring that shows that they've made over $100,000 in a 12-month period of time. He and TV Wilson have been network marketers, successful network marketers, for over 20 years, and they are the top earners in this company, YTB, with that diamond ring. Steve Branch, he over 20 years owned and operated a sling of restaurants, clubs, lounges, had his own record label, concert promotions company, you name it. He and TV Wilson have been on the cutting edge of what's been going on and what's been happening. Dr. Wayman Griffin, oh, my goodness, I was just in Richmond, Virginia. He got up there and said, that, you know, first of all, Dr. Griffin, he's an anesthesiologist, okay? He puts people to sleep. That's what he does for a living. That's what he gets paid to do. But, you know, he said that once he started with YTB, people in the hospital started looking at him a little bit different. He had a different type of swagger in his walk. He had a different type of tone in his voice. And he said he has acquired the nickname of G-Man, G-Money Man. Dr. G. Money Man, Dr. G. Money Man, Dr. Raymond Griffin, and Cheryl Baptiste, oh my goodness gracious, I don't know what to say about that person. She is the reason, the number one reason why my husband and I are in this business. I'm going to talk a little bit about that right now, but you asked about YTB story. You know, I don't know how much of a YTB story my husband and I have to share. I mean, it's not like you know, the great YTB, the great YTB-er, shall we say, Jerome Hughes, who 20 years ago was a meat cutter at Piggly Wiggly. He now makes over $100,000 a month. It's not like I have a story like Juliet St. John of our company YTB, who 4 years ago was homeless, sleeping in her car outside the YTB convention, and now I think is or will be the highest paid female in network marketing. Okay, I don't have a Vixen story. In fact, I make a pretty good salary, and I can assure you, Citali, I can assure you, Monticello, I was not looking for an opportunity. My plan A was working quite well. So when my good friend and Dennis Cheryl Baptiste invited me over to her home to your presentation, let me tell you, I'm going to be very honest. I really wasn't feeling it, so I didn't go. I was too busy. I didn't have enough time. But, you know, she kept sending me these emails to come over for dinner and a presentation. Kept sending me these emails over and over again. So one evening I said to my husband, I said, Dakari, sweetie, I really don't feel like cooking tonight. Let's go on, pop on over there to Cheryl's house. Get a little bit of food and sit down and listen to a presentation. You know, we had our exit strategy planned out. We'll smile at all the right places. We'll nod at all the appropriate times. And then at the right moment, we'll just get up and say, thanks, but no thanks, and be on our way. But we would have gotten dinner for that night. I swear to God, that is what the situation was. Little did I know, when we stepped into her living room, that we were stepping into a $7.1 million, excuse me, I am wrong, my bad. We were stepping into a $7.1 trillion industry. Little did I know that when we stepped into her living room, that we were stepping into something that was going to change our lives forever. And I'm going to be very honest. I was a little embarrassed to even look at my husband because we had this pre-agreed-upon plan. So I was quiet. Didn't say too much, okay? But let me tell you this. He was sleeping in bed the next morning, but I was up at the crack of dawn calling Dr. Cheryl and signed right up that day. I am technologically 101, and that's why I'm so blessed that you have Blog Talk Radio Home-Based Business 101, because I was 101. Had never even bought anything online before. Didn't trust all that stuff. But I actually was so easy, the process, that I actually signed up online myself. She was in the grocery store. She was on her cell phone. She was just walking me through the very simple steps. But you know what, Sitawa, when I said I was not looking for an opportunity, remember when I said that my plan A was working just fine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I want to do just for a few seconds is bring my husband up, my husband, Dakari James Kearney, to the line right now. Because shortly after we joined YTB, something happened. Something happened to his plan A. And he's going to tell you about that just in 1 second. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. Here we are. Take it away, Dakari.
Hey, how's the family doing?
Hey, we're doing great, man. Great to have you on, man.
All right, thank you. Well, I just like to say that so far everything that Nikichi's just told you was true to the cow to the butter. Because she's right, we wasn't looking for that opportunity and so forth, you know. But shortly after that happened, I was working for the government, actually a contractor, and I was stationed at the EPA complex. And went to work, and I was brought up with, you know, you go get a good job, and you go to that 9-to-5, that J-O-B, which we now know is just a jump out of bed or just over broke. But anyway, I was raised like that. So went to work on that Friday. Shortly after getting there, they let 80 of us go, just like that. No, you know, no heads up, no nothing, just, you know, go to the office and, you know, y'all get y'all little, what you call them, get your slip and bingo, you know, we'll give y'all your little severance and whatever and bye. Y'all gone, we don't need you no more. So, with that happening, and I guess you could call that a big setback in my mentality at that time, you know, because my mentality is saying, oh, wow, you know, my gig is gone. I got to go out here and try to get another gig. Wow, but that's gone. I'm going to do some temporary gigs. So forth, you know, stuff like that. I was working in the IT field at that time. But anyway, with that happening, and, you know, that big setback, but I always remember what my good friend Willie Jolly said. And we back in the day, we played music together back in the 80s, back in the day. And Willie Jolly told me, and I read his book, and it says, a setback ain't nothing but an opportunity for a comeback. And that's exactly what we did. We made a comeback. So we took this YTB business. And Nikichi, you know, she really approached me about it. She said, you know, Dakari, you know, forget that jump out of bed right now. She said, baby, let's focus. Let's put our focus here. Let's put this energy here. It's a home, you know, it's a home-based business. And I'm glad she told me home-based business. Because when she said travel business, I got scared. I said, come on, travel, getting paid, traveling, all this kind of stuff. That scared a brother, because Nikichi knowing, I don't know if the rest of y'all know, but I don't mind telling you. Brother man was scared to fly. I ain't lying. I'm telling you the absolute truth. Matter of fact, I had to get out the hypnotherapist's chair just to get down to Miami on that cruise we just got off. You know, and we just left for the Bahamas, because brothers don't fly. And all my folks, I hear Satalia down there making that gumbo, and Satalia, you know, that's where all my folks are from, the New Orleans area. A lot of them lived in Houston because of Katrina. But that's where a lot of my folks was living, and that's where all my, you know, people were. So we would drive up 22 hours back and forth all the time, because brothers didn't fly. So when she told me about this travel thing, I said, Nikita, what are you talking about? You know. Because you know I don't like to fly nowhere. She said, no, it's a home-based business. I said, oh, okay, well, let's take a look at this. Home-based business, working from home, so forth and so forth. We're going to get these tax advantages and all, you know, all these other things. So I was so, you know, we took a look at it. But what really got me going and upset with YTB and this business is when that first check came in. That made a brother a believer, because I had, you know, I've never did anything like this marketing model before, but I, you know, playing as a musician, I used to play in the bands and so forth. That's how I met Brother Willie. But we were doing stuff back in the day, you know, you play, you do a gig, and you get paid, here's your check. So when that first YTB check came in, I said, oh, this is real. This works. This thing pays. So I really got upset with YTB, and we started rocking and rolling this business. I mean, we went to presentations. We went to other directors' presentations. Folks were having things, doing things. We went because we wanted to really rock and roll this business. So the best place to do it was to go and see how other folks were were doing this business, who were being successful. And so we went in and we observed, you know, we went to the different directors when they had their meetings, and we basically were, you know, getting training on it, like getting on the job training by just going to see how folks will work this business and how to grow this business. So that's what we did. But one thing we did, after, like I said, when that check came in, how they say it, jump on this, I jumped on it. We jumped on YTB. And that's one of the best advice that I tell folks when folks come on board. I tell them, don't treat this thing. If you really want it to bleed this stuff, don't treat this business like a hobby. Jump on it. Treat it like a business. If you jump on it, it will pay. It will bleed money. It will bleed green. So if you jump on it, now, if you just, you know, if it's just like a, you know, when March comes around and you want to fly a kite, you say, oh, I'll get out the kite papers and sticks and make a kite. It's just March, and I go out there, and then when April, May come, the kite season is over. If you treat it like that, it's like a little hobby, it'll pay you like a hobby. Now, some people don't mind that, but my situation is different. I had bills, other things coming. I said, I got to bleed this duck, make it bleed green, and jump on it. And when I jumped on it, that's how we got to what we, you know, the way we worked and the way we did. When we got back from, Nikichi was just mentioning that the convention we were there, that we were presented an award. We were presented the MVP All-Stars 2008 Convention Rising Star Award. And we're so, you know, we're appreciative and so happy for that recognition. Our upline directors, Dr. Wayman Griffith and his wife Jackie, and Dr. Cheryl Baptiste, our direct sponsor. They, you know, it's always good to get that recognition. That's one thing I can say in YTB. When you have results, you will be recognized. When you produce, that's one thing, they will laud you and applaud you all over the place because, you know, it is this team thing. It is about, you know, what the team is doing is helping everybody else. So, you know, we thank our team members for helping us. You know, we thank y'all guys there. Y'all, you know, all this teamwork that everybody's doing in this. This helps propel everybody. I mean, the people work in your team. That's a beautiful thing about this concept because you really don't grow unless you helping other folk grow. And I really love that whole essence of that type of business concept. Because I had never worked in, you know, corporate or worked the other way where that's where it was. It was always the people on top stayed on top, and the people on the bottom was basically stayed on the bottom. You know, you might get a little promotion or something like that, but it was just some piddling. But with this business, that's the way it works. So that's, you know, I love it. I love that whole model. And that's in a nutshell, you know. You jump on this business, it'll jump on you. You get obsessed with it. You treat it like, you say, people going to, our brother TV was saying, at the convention, you know, you treat it with that four-year mentality, like somebody going to get a degree, you know, like, I guess, you know, like Dr. Wayman Griffith or Jackie, when they getting that degree to become a doctor, you got to get obsessed with becoming a doctor. So if you want to work this business work, you got to get obsessed with this YTB business. And I can't say no more about it, but if y'all got any questions, I'll be glad to, you know, take any questions.
All right,
Monty,
go ahead and shoot some of the questions that you have.
Okay, how you doing,
Dakar? Hey, Monticello, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Hey, I wanted to ask you, you guys are experiencing a good level of success with the business. Is what we do, Dakar, would you call it very, very hard work, or what would you call it?
No, is that hard work? And the reason why I say it's not hard work, because, you know, at least I can say for me, in my opinion, I like talking to people. You know, I like, you know, I'm a conversator. You'll have to shut me up sometimes. So, you know, I enjoy that. I enjoy, you know, and I feel the same with a lot of the folk that I come in contact with. Like when I ran to Brothers and Towers, it's the type of energy where people like to, you know, that they like to share, you know. But I've also seen people who were quite introvert be very successful in this business. People who don't really talk all the time, you know. They don't, but they know how to work this business system, because there's some systems in this type of business that if you, you know, you work it, it'll work for you, and you don't, you know, you don't always have to be the megastar or the person always out front. You know, there's a lot of folks, you know, like I say, people get 50% mad from people who may be a megastar, you know, but they can be a very, you know, easygoing and introvert person. But that, so it's, for me, it was very easy because I like to engage folks, and I like to, you know, I don't mind, you know, I'm always shooting people my card and talking to them. So Tali herself can tell you, and it's just it was really funny because I was going to the post office here, the main post office here in D.C., and lo and behold, sister behind the counter, who I had never known, had never met, come find out later, was Brother Jahi Satawi's sister. But I, every time I go to that post office, I would strike up a conversation with that sister, let her know about my business. And then sometime later, Satawi telling me, hey, you know my sister at the post office. I said, you sister at the post office, would you describe it? I said, yeah, I know your sister. I see you all the time. So doing that was is fun for me. It, you know, so when I when you say work or that type of stuff, no, it's not work. It's not a, you know, it's not like a job. It's just basically, you know, promoting and putting out what you want to grow. And it's like planting seeds. I'm planting seeds all over the place when I'm advertising my business. And if one of those seeds go down there and start to fertilize and grow, like it's been growing here and other places, then that helps benefit everybody. And hold on, Nikita, you got a few words you want to share there, too, just a minute.
Okay.
I thank you so much, DeCarian. I didn't hear the actual question, but I heard him saying something about network marketing and, you know, it wasn't hard work. He said, I just want to say this, though. It's not hard work, but my husband and I did get a $10,000 bonus from YTB within 1 year of being with YTB. But let me tell you, it's not net play marketing. It's not net sleep marketing. Okay, we are working. It is network marketing. But what's so beautiful about it, YTB is an anyways business. It means people are going to travel anyway. So it's not hard. Okay? Everyone we talk to has booked travel online, whether it's Expedia, Travelocity, Orbitz, Cheap Tickets, you name it. It was easy. Okay? And we say the last time you booked travel online, the company sent you a confirmation, but we asked them, did they also send you a check? Of course not. But YTB does. You see, our business is work, but it's not hard. Because it might resemble a vacation, but actually it's more of what I call a paycation. Taking a vacation and getting paid for it. Perks and deep discounts on your own travel. Commissions from other people's travel, 100% tax deductibility on all your travel, whether it's business or pleasure, because it's a home-based business. Literally making money 24/7, even while you sleep. Now, I want to be very honest. 2 years ago, I sat like the listening audience is sitting in the living room with Dr. Cheryl Baptiste, listening to a presentation. And around the times when the big money was coming up, when they're talking about paying $10,000 bonuses, $50,000 bonuses, $1,000 bonuses, 50% commission matches, all of this money, visions of pyramids were dancing across my mind. I felt that same way that many people are feeling when they hear about this big money. But when I found out that YTB was a publicly traded company, that was my first sigh of relief. When I found out that the SEC, the FTC, the FCC, all those C's, okay, had ensured that this company's I's were dotted, that its T's were crossed because it is a publicly traded company. It is a company in which you can buy stock in. It, Financial House is transparent. When I found out that YTB was listed by Travel Weekly as the 35th largest travel agency in the U.S., now that was 2 years ago. Now it's listed as the 25th largest travel agency in the U.S., the 11th largest in terms of leisure travel. Most impressive, when I found out that YTB was a member of the DSA, which is the Direct Sellers Association, wherein you have to undergo a year of probation to even be considered for DSA membership, the trade organization that monitors the activities of companies selling directly to the public, the trade organization where its standards of ethics require, okay, that there be no pyramid schemes or scams or anything along those lines. Like, I knew that the most stringent ethical codes were part of this company, YTB, that was coming into. Boy, you know, life insurance, health insurance, lucrative profit sharing, all that is part of the director's program with YTB. YTB's goal, to create 10,000 new millionaires within 10 years. And my family plans to be one of those. I know you all's family plans
we
to be
definitely
one
do.
Of those. Absolutely.
And I have another question for you, Nikichi, but I wanted to first say this. Folks that are out there listening, now you've got to understand, this is a lawyer that you're listening to. And so, you know, she did some research and some checking out, and folks, she's a lawyer. So I hope you that you understand what she's talking about. And also, Nikichi, now this is for you, Dakari. Now, we understand that YTV, our business, is an internet business. Now, there are a lot of people out there that are not familiar with computers that might be interested in the business. Do you have some information that you could share with them about that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question? I put it on speakerphone so Dakari could hear, but the click over missed part of the question.
Okay. There are a lot of people. We know that YTB is an internet business.
Internet business, yes.
Yes. Now, there are a lot of people that aren't familiar with the computer. Do you have some information to share with them about that?
Oh, yes. I wasn't familiar with the computer either. As I said earlier, I was technologically a dinosaur. I'm a little bit better than a dinosaur now, but you're not setting up the website yourself. You come on board, your website is up right there in seconds. We're not just talking about any website. We're talking about a state-of-the-art website that is powered by World Choice, which is a division of Travelocity. We are talking about the best of the best. You see, Travelocity came to YTB 2 years ago and said, we would rather be your partners today than your competitors tomorrow. And as a result, the whole booking engine, state-of-the-art, is powered by a division of Travelocity. If anything goes wrong with the website, I can assure you I'm not up there into the hard drive or soft drive. I don't even know what all of it's talking about, trying to tinker and repair. Oh, no. Because of the hosting fee that we pay each month, the website is maintained and up and ready, available for me to be making money 24/7, even while I sleep. So you don't have to be technologically astute, technologically a genius, or anything technological in order to have one of these home-based businesses. You don't even literally have to have a computer. Okay, because you're not sitting at a computer at a headset 10 hours a day booking anybody's travel. Oh, no. People are in their own home, in their own bedroom, with their own pajamas on, up at midnight to 2 a.m. in the morning, booking the travel that they're already going to be booking anyway. But the difference is they're booking that travel on your website. Okay, then you are the one who are getting the commission. And if you want to check those commissions, because there's a virtual secretary right there in your back office tracking all of your commissions for you, if you want to check those commissions and don't have a computer, just go to the library and look up and track your commissions. But you're going to get your check in the mail. We get paid weekly, and I mean W-E-E-K, not W-E-A-K. This is the best way for an average person to make an above-average income. One of the things I loved about YTB Monticello, one of the things I loved about YTB is you don't have any inventory. You don't have to cart anything in your trunk and go all the way across town to pick up a few dollars. There were no time limits whatsoever with respect to this business. There was no paperwork to fill out or maintain, no deliveries, not collecting any money whatsoever. Everything is done online through your website. There were no chargebacks, no customer risk, anything happening through your website. Anything booked, YTB assumes 100% total liability. You couldn't get better than that. And you didn't have to even know how to work the computer in order to make it happen, because people were booking the travel themselves. But I will say this, there are loads of training out there. Anything that you want to learn about the travel industry, you can go right there to your website, click on your back office, and all the travel training tools are right there at your disposal. I've learned so much in the past 2 years than I've learned in the whole 30-something years, you know, that I have been in the J-O-B market, to jump out of bed, as my husband so correctly said. There are just new standards that are being ingrained into my mind. I think thought, you know, pretty good, you know, people making six figures a year, $100,000, you know, that's pretty good. But let me tell you, when I see people making a month in YTB, what I'm making in a year, there are people making six figures a month in YTB, in network marketing. I began to say, wait a minute, something's not quite right about this picture. Well, I think I'm doing pretty well as a lawyer in the traditional JOB sphere when I see what I could be making, what my family could be making, where we could actually have time, time freedom, you know, as well as money freedom. When we have that residual income, where that income comes in over and over and over and over again, after we just put out some of the work in the very beginning, we're still getting compensated over and over. Residual income, that's what YTB brings.
And Nikichi, now Satawa and I, we certainly understand what you're talking about. When you talk about all of that paperwork that you don't have to take care of, you know, when you're a part of this business, because we were in a business previously where there was so much paperwork, I mean, that we had to keep up with and had to keep that paperwork with us for about 3 years. So we certainly understand the relief factor from not having to go through that again.
Right, well, the paperwork is there. You just don't have to maintain it. We can go back 3 years in our back office. We've only been on board 2 years. We can go back the whole, from the very beginning of which we started, and all of the paperwork is there, right there in our back office. Just print it up. We have it there ready for the IRS. But we don't have to maintain it. We don't have to be the ones to calculate it. We don't have to look around and find it when it comes around to tax time. It's all there. I love it.
That's totally awesome. Satawi?
Yeah, you know, powerful again, powerful, powerful information. As we wrap up your segment of this historic broadcast, in Kichi, what closing comments would you like to share with our listening audience?
Well, I just want to say with YTB, let me tell you, we're sitting on a gold mine. And for those of your guests out there who feel that they don't have $500 to invest in their future, then obviously their plan A is not working. You see, if you've been working for somebody else for years and don't have $500 to invest in yourself, then guess what? You're building someone else's dream. Financially challenged people focus on the obstacle. Financially independent people focus on the opportunity. In every situation, there are both obstacles and opportunities. Which one do you see? YTB, the opportunity of a lifetime. If you're looking to become financially independent, YTB is the vehicle for you. If you treat your home-based business like a hobby, as my husband Dakari said, it will pay you like a hobby. But if you treat your home-based business like a business, it will pay you like a business. You crank it up a bit, pocket an extra $1,000 a month. Crank it up a bit more, pocket $10,000 within a year. Crank it up a little bit more, get that $100,000 bonus. Crank it up a little bit more, you got the company pay, health insurance, life insurance, you got residual checks, you got six-figure monthly income coming into your household month after month after month. YTB, the dream come true.
All right. Hey, we want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day, especially coming all the way back from Richmond to help us with this historic broadcast. And, you know, we've had some powerful testimonies on here thus far today in the first 2 hours, and now we're getting ready to go into the last hour and a half segment before we do a wrap-up. And we just want to thank you also for taking the initiative to encourage our other uplines to participate in on this program and getting people to reach out and help with getting Steve Branch on the show and, you know, and Cheryl participating on the show and Wayman participating on the show. And then, you know, we got Al Peltier as our, you know, fittingly is our last segment this evening at 5 before me and Monty do the wrap up. And I know Al's going to really hit us off with, you know, some powerful information. And just want to thank you so much for sharing with us today and being a part of this.
Thank you so very much. And thank you for everything that you have given to this company. And I am really honored that you're part of my team.
All right. Okay, Monty, I'm going to take a 2-minute break here while getting set up for the 4 o'clock segment. And bringing on our guest out of Memphis, Tennessee, Brother AJ, who's going to share with us. He's Coach's Corner also, a power team leader, and he's going to share with us his perspective on the business. So I'll get that up, and I'll be right back on in about another two and a half minutes.
All right.
Okay. Hello?